Okay, Shay's on Umbo with the glasses. So many dead hours, fam. Shay's on Umbo with the glasses. Bro say Irk is here savage. So many dead hours, so many ashes. You ain't catch that? I can't pass this. Shoot his day strap. I don't need mine. Bro put belt right to that behind. The way that switch drew, I know he done.
Six seven.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Cook Podcast with your host, Zeus. I got my boys over here.
Lottie.
Lindo next door.
And Dibble.
And we got a guest, my boy Keense Lou in the building. What you got to say?
Keense.
Yes,
Lou?
Yes, sir. My boy. Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
Shit, you know, just working, trying to take down that tequila shot that we
did. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm sorry. I really thought it was tequila.
Oh, my goodness. Dude. I'm so upset.
Tell me how this is water.
I'm so upset.
Like, what?
Straight water.
So upset.
I wouldn't even be too mad if it was watered down alcohol or something.
No,
like
for
that.
Real.
Yes,
like,
bro.
Straight water. That was like communion.
I was so ready. I was so turned. You don't understand.
I was already so mentally turned. Preparing myself for the little after kick you get when you drink.
Yeah, it's like a little tang.
It was water, bro.
Yeah, we were all like taking a celebratory like shot, down, and baby. I was like, oh, hell yeah. And then I took it. I was like, this went down a little too smooth.
I was like, it tastes like good water, though.
Yeah. No, I did. Yeah.
It had a little
like, I'm praying.
It tastes like right tap. Now.
Really?
I think it was tap.
I'm praying that's not any type of water. All right? I'm just really praying.
Right I believe now. It's tap. Okay. I really, I do believe it's God. Tap.
I hope to God.
Y'all, do y'all drink tap water?
Yeah, but I'm just not expecting like a text from like, you know, bro would be like, dickhead. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just drunk something like crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
That would be a crazy prank.
That'd be a crazy prank. But it's okay, though. It's okay.
So, Keense, what you been up to? Like, what? How's life?
Yeah, bro. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Since we had, like, this type of, like, you know, comfy, conversation.
Nah, I haven't even done anything for, like, a little while. I think we talked, like, a couple of days ago, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And I was like, yeah, I used to do a lot more press and all that, but I had some situation going on.
We see that you're helping with this Sheck West event, and that's pretty
bitch.
Crazy.
That's my favorite part.
And, bro, you came out of nowhere with it, and I was like, whoa, this is a big step.
Because I'm a firm believer that if you want to get to where you want to get to, you got to break doors.
Mm-hmm.
You can't knock on the door. You got to bust that shit open.
Yeah,
right?
No, you kind of came out of nowhere with it. And I was like, wow. You like?
It's just really like I had some people in town. I knew a few people. And I was like, you know, what would be like lit for the college crowd, you know, for like FSU. And they were saying, I gave them a couple options. And Sheck was just like, you know, to me, like, that Mo Bamba song is just, like,
correct.
The epitome of, like, when you're peak drunk and you're just like, I got hoes calling. So I was like, what? Imagine that, like, live, just, like, in college. Just be like,
dude, I always wanted to see him perform, bro.
Right, and he's lit. He jumps. Perform. He's not, like, one of those rappers that just stands there.
Nah, he don't. Like, he's like Travis, bro.
Yeah.
It works out great for FSU because I believe Bamba is one of their chants for the football game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's in college football, too.
Oh, yeah,
it's
that's
in the
perfect.
Game and
yeah.
It's one of their the meter, the college meter.
Wait, you dead ass?
No, yes, literally. It's
really?
In the game.
I did not know that.
It's like one of the hardest chants to play against.
It's hard as fuck.
Because FSU gets absolutely turnt when Bamba plays in the crowd. Like,
yeah.
What? Bro, I can't wait for that event.
Everybody that play college football, y'all know when that meter go up and they playing Bamba, you're not going to get that third conversion. You're not going to convert. You're not.
So it works out.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
That's why I didn't even know that. But the song does have that, like, chant vibe.
Yeah.
So
it really do.
You know, like,
yo,
it's
fuck.
Just shit. Come out with a bang.
Bitch!
And oh, more God. Is coming. More is coming.
Yeah.
This is a start, like.
Chill out, Keith.
We vibing.
This is just the beginning, bro.
This is just the beginning?
Yeah, like, really, the whole point of it is, and I'm sorry, like, I don't know if y'all want me. To look
no, it's all
about yeah. 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 Yeah.
I don't want to make it seem like I ain't trying to talk to y'all. But, the main point is, you know, ever since kind of like X died, the scene in Florida and just like as a whole in the underground and just that lit like energy rap scene, you know, has just kind of died out.
Yeah.
And I like rap. You know, I'm a rapper. I like rap. But I miss that energy. I don't necessarily want to just be a rapper, and that means I got to do all the, like, street shit. I want to rage out. Yeah, like, I want to have people where people aren't, like, just standing there watching an act, and they're just like, let me smoke or let me just look too cool because I don't want to look like I'm fanning out. Bro, I'll fan out. I don't care. Like, that's the whole point of music, right? I don't care if it's whoever it is, like, and I don't care how big I am, like, y'all ever seen that meme with Tyler the Creator, and he's front row at the ASAP Rocky concert, and ASAP Rocky was talking about, like, he took a picture and he sees Tyler the Creator in the front row of, like, the concert, and he's just there fanning out.
That's crazy.
Like, that's how I see it. Like, as an artist, you should like the music, you should like the vibe, you should want to turn up. Like, you shouldn't just want to be there and be like, nah, I'm too cool for everything, because. That's like, I mean, it's cool. There's pockets for everything. Yeah, but I just feel like that energy that really, like, represents the youth and represents, like, just us as, like, what we came up on, too, with the whole SoundCloud era and everything.
Yes. Like, SoundCloud era was crazy.
Bring that shit back, bro. It's supposed to be open that shit up every time. Open that shit up.
Yeah.
Open that shit up every time, bro.
And that's, like, what we're doing with the event, with the theme. Like, you know, Zeus is going to be DJing, but, we want to make that type of vibe, like, you know, throwing it back to, like, the 2010s, like, SoundCloud era.
SoundCloud era, like, Trippie Redd, X.
Shit, even fucking Fetty Wap. You see Fetty going viral right now.
With
the JBL speaker
thing. Oh, yeah, with the JBL speaker. So, like. Dude, that should be cracking me up, bro.
So, shit like that, just creating something different for the scene. You know, here in Tally, we don't really get a lot of.
No,
like,
we don't. So yes, bro. I agree with you.
You legit threw a curveball, and, like, no one has ever seen this, you know?
That's exactly the point. You feel me? It might be unconventional. Like, some people might look at it because they're like, I don't know.
You know?
That and just, like. It's weird, but Tally just has this split divide between either it's going to be, like, rap or it's house.
Yeah.
House. And there's no, like, in between. You know what I mean? Sense. Like, either it's EDM or it's, like, hardcore rap.
That makes sense.
And no in between.
There's no, like, alternative scene or, like, an in-between scene, like, for even just pop. Because I consider this more like a pop act.
Yeah.
You know, he reaches a general audience.
Right.
So, like, that's what I want. I want people to be able to integrate that it isn't so much about, like, who's going to be there. Just go and have a good time. Like, I'm going to have dope sets. So it ain't some shit where I just got a bunch of openers. No disrespect to the indie scene, because I want to do that too. But time and place. Just creating a dope environment where everybody can just listen to a good theme, a vibe, create the scene. And then when the artist goes, it's like, right, you can fan out. Appreciate the moment. Mm-hmm. One time, like, you get these artists to come to the city, like, here, it's kind of hard to get people to come out here. You feel me?
I know that it's worth it to come here.
I'm so excited for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
we are a party school. So, yeah, like,
no,
top five. You feel
top
me?
Five all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Shit, I'd even say top three. Yeah.
Top three.
You feel me? Like,
not FSU, in football.
I think it's number two right now. So, like,
not in football is crazy.
Oh, yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Football
that's
slander for FSU is needed, though.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We're going
to
talk about that.
Nah, but hey, shout out to the Seminoles no matter what.
No, yeah.
You feel me?
So, you're making these big moves now. Where did it all start? Like, where are you from?
Where am I from? Yeah, I'm from Colombia.
You're from Colombia.
Yeah,
all right.
I was born in Colombia. So, my first language was Spanish. Yo hablaba español, like, I came to America, and, you know, I just had to learn really quick that life is different in, like, when languages are different. Because one thing was, like, coming to America, but when you're, like, 5 years old, you're like, I went down the block. Like, you feel me? I didn't even think that I was in another place or anything. But when I went to school for the first time, that's when everybody, you know, they speak in English. They, like, they treating you like you kind of dumb because you don't speak English.
Yeah.
But you're not really dumb. You're just, I got to speak a whole other language.
So. Yeah, bro, I understand that completely. I had speech.
Oh, yeah.
I had
Esau
speech,
and
bro.
All that. You feel
and it's crazy because, like, Esau. It's crazy because, like, I was born in the U.S., but, like, people would still treat me like I'm not from the U.S.
You feel me?
So it's like, I understand that completely. You feel me? Oh my god, so I hated that.
Moved to Tallahassee or?
No. I moved to Broward. I'm from Broward. Oh, okay. From Broward. That's why I say X, because like I literally saw him, like him and Kodak.
Wow.
Like,
no way. Firsthand? Yeah. Seriously?
I'm from Springs though, okay. But okay. Springs ain't that far from.
Coral Springs.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Why?
Oh yeah.
I'm from South Florida too.
Oh, where you from?
I grew up in Sunrise area, but I was born in Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know, like, I'm trying to think which school was in Sunrise. Well, there's a few schools in Sunrise.
Well, I went to Fort Lauderdale High.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you were over there. See, that's why I say I'm from Broward, because it's like when you're from Broward, like, it's hard to conceptualize here, but over there, it's like you're not in one spot.
You're not.
Like, all of, like, the beaches in Fort Lauderdale, the... You might go to Hollywood or Hollandale Pompano. Yeah. I went to church school in Pompano. Exactly. So right across from, you know, that one church. If you know the area, there's like this one church. And then right next to all their church, like the church, was three strip clubs right Jesus there by 1800 block.
Yeah, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Booby traps, diamond dolls. Yeah.
Yes, bro. It's not far from
right
all
next
the strip
to the
clubs.
Church.
Yeah, so it was like mad weird. I remember being little and being like, that's how it is in South Street. There's so many strip clubs around this church.
And we don't even have one here.
Yes, bro. It's crazy.
It's something about the capital. Like, you're not allowed to have it. Yeah.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
You learn something new every day. I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Well, now you know.
It's some, yeah,
too
some
many politicians.
Exactly.
Bro, all the politicians right. Should be in that strip club. What are you talking about?
No kidding.
They all would be up in
after work.
Congress hundreds.
What? They got their own thing going on, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
true.
We don't know about
it. And you went to school. You finished like high school there, and now you. I think we talked about this. You graduated here, right, at FSU.
Yeah, I graduated from FSU, yeah.
Okay.
What were you studying?
Honestly, bro, I started rapping when I got to Tallahassee. So I was kind of like, I really was only doing school because my parents, being immigrants, they were like super big. Like their dream was like, you got to go to college. Like that's going to be the answers to everything.
And you wanted to at least do that for them?
Yeah, so I was like, and I got, in high school, I was really aiming for like athletic scholarships.
What sport?
Whatever.
Oh, it didn't matter.
I just needed to get fucking out. You feel me? So I'm like, whatever I gotta do to give me a chance. Like, so I ran track, I played football, I played soccer. But honestly, like, the best thing I was best at was, or I mean, the sport that I was best at was track. I was
really bad. What events did you run?
Yeah,
400.
The 400? Yeah. True.
I go on like a 50.
That boy fast.
49.
That boy moving.
On a split, yeah.
I did the 4x1. The
4x1?
Yeah, the relay.
I wanted to run those, but it was just like, I'm one of those guys that like, I pick up speed as I go.
Mm-hmm. Type shit.
You know, so like as I go, I start getting quicker. But honestly, my rap name, though, came from, and the nickname Kinsey came from football.
How?
That was your jersey number?
Yeah, but I was a freshman. And so, like, I didn't know how to play football.
Right.
Like, being from Colombia, like, well, all we know is soccer, you know? So soccer was the thing that I was really good, but I kind of distanced myself because it was, like, it's all my parents pushed on me. They were like, yo, go play soccer. And I'm like, and since little, they're trying to get me to play soccer. So I'm like, man, like, yeah, it's cool, but it's like I'm going to school and being from Broward, like, man, everybody look up to the ballers. They you know, do. Like, yeah. They look up to the football players, the basketball players.
The jocks.
So I'm just there like, I want to play football, like, but I don't get it. And it's not one of those sports
too,
that
bro.
You just pick up and play. Like,
you gotta be,
especially down south, you got to love it. Like, coaches don't play.
You gotta be doing that.
Football is fun,
don't
though.
Play down south.
It is, but like what he said, like, you got to be a J. You got to, like, really be, because people are playing since peewee.
They playing since peewee.
They're dogs out there. Like,
what? Yeah, it's not Florida. You got Lamar Jackson in your backyard going crazy.
Lamar Jackson going crazy.
Faking people.
Yes, bro. It's a whole different.
Hell yeah.
What? Like, so. But I was just like, honestly, it was a bet between a bunch of kids. And like, they were like, yo, we're going to go play football. And we're going to, like, in summer, eighth grade. And then, like, going into freshman year, you know, we were going to see who stuck around. Of course, eighth grade, we're the upperclassmen. So it's easy, but it was spring ball. So I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And, you know, you only play like one spring game, so it ain't a big deal or whatever.
Tight.
Next year comes by, all of them drop, and I still stayed.
No.
Yeah, and then I find out, because I was in a small school. It was a charter school. It was Cold Springs Charter, so it wasn't that big. So we only had a varsity team. So now I'm like, damn, I thought we had a JV team. Like, I don't really understand what's going on. Like, because I don't know, like, these route trees. And
yeah, I don't either, man.
I didn't realize difficult. I had a hearing problem, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. So I couldn't hear that well. So being in a sport where you got to hear the play call, you got to do this. And I'm like, damn, I already don't know what it means. Damn. And now I can't hear it like that. So I stuck to defense. But I'm like, whatever. I'm going to stick it through because... fuck it, like, I'll be one of the freshmen playing varsity, fuck it, you know, but not because I was great, I'm not gonna cap and be like, oh, I was great or some shit, nah, I was just like, I'll stick it through, and then at first, they called me Goku, they called me Goku, but it wasn't for the reason that I was, like, big or some shit, it was just because when I take my helmet off, I had a blowout at the time, my hair always stayed up, it always stayed up, like, it never, they'd be like, damn, bro, what kind of gel you got in your hair, like, every time you take your shit off, it's still up, like, and I'm crazy. Like, nah, it's just, I don't know, like, I'd always put it up, and when they call me Goku, I'm like, hell yeah, Goku.
Yeah, that's kind of fire.
That was hard, yeah. Though, that's kind of hard.
So, but then, it was jersey day, when you get your jerseys. And, of course, I get the last jersey. Mm. So I didn't even get to pick my jersey. I just get the last jersey. The last jersey I see is the number 15.
Say you swear.
And then, like,
say you swear.
Patty Mahomes.
That's lit.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's lit, though.
That's not a regular number.
Usually the last number is like an ass.
Yeah,
76.
Like a line.
76.
Fucking like 65. Like
69.
You know, like that, bro. You had 15.
Most people block out the first 30 numbers.
Or I'm
first
saying.
That was meant. That was meant.
And even then, like, I didn't even know to call myself Kinsei yet because people were calling me Goku. Mm-hmm. So I just seen it, but. I got a lot of respect from it because I will obviously have to be on scout team.
True.
And then the starters. And we got a fucking... So I'm playing corner because, like, I'm not that tall. I'm not super big.
Yeah.
But I'm quick. So I'm like, yeah, I play corner. This is easy. All I got to do is stay with the receivers. So, like... And then the coverages were not that bad. But we got a fucking D1 athlete, like... hybrid quarterback that loves to run the ball to the side. So guess what I got to do all day in practice? I got to go tackle this guy. He's running straight for me. Boom. I'm just getting nailed every day. Scout team offense. Okay. We got this big ass linebacker. He's nailing me. Like, I'm getting paused.
We had to get you one talk.
Welcome to the Cook Podcast.
I was going to say, don't even play, though. I heard Jay-Z say that.
Nah, these motherfuckers are quick with it, bro.
Exactly.
We gotta watch out.
No pause, because don't even press the play on
that. God. Oh, God.
Don't even play.
Oh, God.
But, right, it was bad. Like, I was getting, you know, I was going through it. So, nice. I was like, damn, bro. It got to the point where I really got hurt, like, bad. Like, one of my shoulders was already fucked up, then the other one was fucked up. I'm just eventually. Basically crash dummy out there.
Damn.
It made me tough, though, because I learned, like, I really learned to not be afraid. Because, like, at one point, it was just like, either I learned how to tackle these dudes, or I'm going to just keep getting murked
you
on the field.
Up, no. You had up.
So,
every
I had
day.
No. So, like, later in life, like, it taught me to be, like, confident and not scared because I'm like, bro, like, I didn't have to deal with dudes that's running at like 4 or 5 speed and coming straight at me and like
Mach 3,
and I had to just learn to chop, you feel me? So like
fast, they fast as fuck.
And they big and bro, dude, there's some dudes out there that you like, bro. You in the league right now.
Yes.
Like you in the league right now. Sony, I don't know if y'all remember Sony that played for the Patriots.
Mitchell.
Like, yeah, Mitchell. That dude looked the same way he looks now. When I was in ninth grade. Say he was
swear.
In ninth grade. So I'm like, bruh.
You went to school with him?
No, he went to Heritage, though.
He did. Oh, wait. He
yeah,
did go to Heritage. He did go to Heritage, yeah.
So, like, you feel me? Them boys, they cranking out dudes that's looking like they full-grown men
hell
playing,
yeah.
like, at eighth
hell
grade.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah, they fast
crazy.
As hell, bro.
And big. And yeah. big. They just
hell
big.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, you didn't get any bigger.
Oh,
like,
God.
You didn't even get any bigger, bro.
Yeah.
So, that shit made me, you know, tough. And then... The year after, once I got a little bit more into the sports, that's when I started being like, damn, I got that number 15. Like, you know, Ocho Cinco used to have the thing with the, him saying Chad Ochocinco. So I'm like, damn, that's cool. Like, because I didn't really know a lot of Hispanics in football.
Right.
So seeing Chad use that, I was like, shit, I don't know. They that saying he's Mexican, maybe. I don't know. But, like, I'm going to run with it. And I'm going to be Quince Quintero because my last name was Quintero.
Oh, that's
and
tough.
It's not
that's
like
tough. That is tough, bro.
That's
for a football player, that's tough.
That's a crazy lore.
I can't lie. That's
some deep lore.
That's deep lore. For the amount of, for how long I, like, know you, bro, like, I didn't think that's how you got Quince.
Yeah, that's,
like,
nah, that's tough.
I thought it was just because, like, that was just your lucky number or something.
Yeah.
Well, on top of that, it tied into also the fact that, like, when I was 15 is when just, like, certain things happen in my life mm-hmm. that kind of, like, because it's when you become a man, especially mm-hmm. in Spanish culture. Like, when you turn 15, that's when you, you know.
Yeah.
So I was trying to get my license and do certain things, and at the time, like, I couldn't do it. So, yeah, it's touchy, you know. Like, nowadays, it's a little touchy. So I don't know. I don't want to get too into it. But the point was, like, that also kind of meant something because I was like, now I was a man and it was like the system had me in a certain place. So I had to realize at this point that, like, oh, you're not like everybody else. Yeah. Like, you live a different life. Like, your parents live a different life. Like, everybody's dealing with a different thing. So it just symbolized a lot more after that, you know, being 15 and watching kids be able to drive, go to work and do all these things. And I was like, damn, I really want to do those things. But yeah. So that fell into it too. And nobody said Quince Quintero. They just said Quince. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just be Quince. I'm not even going to push it. That's Quince right. it is. No, and right. Lou is obviously the nickname to my real name, Luis. So
right.
Quince.
Yeah, true.
That's a cool lore.
Dope. Hell yeah, man.
That's actually a cool lore, yeah. That's
and dope. That became your artist name because you're also a rapper. When did you start, like, rapping and, you know, starting with the artist stuff?
Because
you
started
were at, like,
rapping.
15 at this time when you got
my
your
bad,
name.
My bad.
So you were at, like, 15 when you got this name. So
I was 15 when I got the name, but I wasn't rapping yet. Mm-hmm. This was just, like, it became kind of like my sports thing.
Yeah.
And then everybody knew me as Quince, like, in the sports. They would call me Quince, Quince. And then outside, like, my nickname was Lou. So the two nicknames. I get into FSU. Of just academics. Because, like, well, I'm just, like I said, I'm trying to find any way, whether it be sports or it be academics, like, whatever I got to do. But I wasn't the best with academics.
Yeah.
But what I would do is I would just take AP classes and be like, shit, if I get a C, it still counts as an A. Yeah. So I was like, and I didn't really want to, like, it wasn't like my parents were on me. They were big on, like, get good grades. But they didn't even check my report card or anything. They really wasn't honest. So I could kind of do whatever. But I was just like, I don't know. I've always been that type of person. Like, I was the type of kid growing up when I played video games, I put it on difficulty mode, like extreme, off the rip. Like, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. That's how I always felt. Like, if I can get through this, I can get through whatever. Like, it's only going to get harder, so I might as well start as hard as it can be. Like, and this is kind of like the same way I took football. Like, what, I'm a chicken out? No, I'm going to just see it through. Like,
all matter.
And so that's kind of how it's always been. Like, it foreshadowed my life later. Like, I'm always putting myself through the most, and I'd be like, why am I doing this? And then I'm like, nah, you chose it at the end of the day, or, like, it's meant to be. You got to go through it, bro. Like, you know, because it's going to make you stronger. Yeah. But you do have those days where you're like, damn, why didn't I just do the easy thing? Because you see some people that do the easy thing and still get far.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be like, why you make it so hard on yourself? Like,
not
maybe
facts.
Maybe that was your route type shit. Like, you think about it in that way. Like, it give you a different perspective. Like, damn, maybe I'm not meant to go through it the easy way. Maybe I got to get it out of the mud. Like,
Right. And so when I go and I get into, like, I'm taking the AP classes, like, even if I'm not doing great, and my friends are all in the regular classes, so I kind of, like, wanted to be in those classes, but I'm just like, fuck it, like, I want to push myself. And it's funny because I took, like, this AP English class.
Right.
And that was my worst subject because of Spanish and shit. But I fucking, it really taught me a lot, and I would have never thought that I would have been doing music, you know, writing and stuff. Yeah. So, like,
what age is this? I'm sorry?
I'm like 15.
You know, okay, we're still there. Okay.
So then.
Cool.
But I started taking these classes, and I'm not the best, but like I'm getting what you said, weighted. So like I knew it would count towards more. So when I went to apply, I got a lot of my scholarships. Mm-hmm. So like I think I only had to pay like $4K for school.
Wait, bro, you had AP at 15?
Yeah, I was taking since 15. Like,
jeez, bro, he's smart as hell.
Yeah, I was taking, like, no, I was taking, bro, but yeah. I would push myself. But if it was like too hard, then I'd be like, all right, let me just take like the whatever. Yeah, but
right.
I try to push myself, like, and like I said, I may not like it. It could have been like, fuck, like, bro, I don't want to do this. But I just really was never somebody that could just sit there and be like, I'm just going to cruise. I'm just going to settle. Right, yeah, like, bro. I want to push myself. Right. I want to see how far. And, like, I also, if sports didn't work, academics was going to be the only thing that was going to get me, like, a scholarship or something. Yeah, so I was like, fuck it. Yeah. I get into FSU. None of my friends really get into FSU. A lot of girls get into FSU. Like what I realized. Yeah,
the
girls
get ratio like, is like 80-20.
It used to be an
all-girls
school,
right?
Yeah, it used to be an all-girls school. Right.
No, you learn something new every day. I did not know that.
You didn't know that, bro?
No.
Yes, bro. It used to be all... It used to be...
It was an all...
Wait,
but I didn't know it was an all-girls school.
That's crazy. Yeah, it was all-girls school, bro. Yeah.
I think that's why they kind of favored towards, like, the girls.
Yeah,
but,
it's crazy, right?
But everybody I knew was, like, at least my guy friends, like, none of them... They either didn't get in and they went locally, more locally, or they fucking were, like, Ivy League, went to, like, Johns Hopkins and and shit type shit like that. So, like, there was no in-between. I was the only one that was, like... If they were in the in-between, they went to UCF. And so, like, the only one that went to Florida State. Never been to Tally, never even knew what this area looked like. Wow. I was just like, fuck it, I'll be a Seminole. And, like...
Not real.
And then, you feel me? Then I come here and I get, like, the culture shock.
Yeah, the culture shock. Yeah, because down south compared to up here is totally different.
Whoa, way different, bro.
Totally different.
Like, it's like this is the south.
Exactly. This is like really the south. I was like, damn, bro, this is.
Been here all my life. Yep.
Yeah.
I understand that.
But I mean, like, what's good is that I feel like you're part of the generation that's kind of like remolding what this area is like. And that's why it's important that you do things like this so that. Because I've seen someone like X reshape Broward, you know? Like, Broward growing up wasn't shit. We were always, like, not even the little brother to Miami, but, like, we wouldn't even be named. Everybody, you'd have to be like, I'm from Miami.
From Miami.
Yeah. Yes,
I hate that shit.
Exactly. But now, ever since Kodak and X, we started claiming Broward heavy. We started being like, nah, we from Broward. Like, don't say Miami. I'm from Broward, bro.
Yeah.
Like, so.
You ready to fight?
It's the same thing.
It's real shit.
That's where the chip on the shoulder comes from. Yes, from being from Broward, like you know,
little like if you from Broward, like, but like they'll look at you like bro, no, bro, I'm from Broward. Like, what are you talking about?
So then, so then now you graduated. What year did you graduate FSU?
Graduated FSU like 18 or 19. I don't really know. I don't remember anymore. But
pre-COVID or after COVID?
Oh, 18. She said 18.
Pre-COVID?
That was pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. So, like, but I was in and out of school. I wasn't really, like, that's what I said. I started rapping just because I came here and I'm like, damn, bro, like, it's cool to go party and shit. But I'm like, early on, okay, you know what happened? Now that I think about it, you know when you graduate high school and you get that feeling where you're like, damn, like, up to this point, the goal was just to graduate high school.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, well, yeah, if you go to college, you kind of get like an extension on like life plan. But if you didn't, you're kind of like, well, what do I do now? Right? Like, do I go, you know, get money? I don't know. So I knew it wasn't the end because I knew I got into FSU and shit. But I was thinking, I'm like, I hate this feeling of like not knowing what I'm going to do now.
Yeah.
Like, I thought sports and all this and it's over. And I'm sure athletes deal with that when they got to face the reality that they're not going to go further. So I was like, yeah, I hate that feeling. And it just lingered. And then when I got here, I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm in college. I tried, you know, I get the culture shock. So I'm like, okay, either I'm going to assimilate to like the frat culture and all that to try to be in with the crowd. And I was just like, man, I'm too broward for this shit. Like, I'm just like, yeah. I can't really get that's like, crazy, I tried it, but I was just like, it wasn't my style for real. No offense to them. Like, you know, I got friends that was in it and shit, but it just wasn't me.
Yeah.
I grew up on hip hop. Like,
yeah.
And my culture down there, we wasn't wearing like all this tight shit and stuff. Like, so I was just like, man, I feel like I'm trying to be something I'm not. So I'm good. Like, I was just like, man, well, like, what do I do? Like, either all there is to do is go party or study.
And is it that when you started making events?
No. I didn't do events yet. Then I started rapping. Okay. I got in my room. Okay. And this is like peak, like, you know, I'm a little older. I'm 30, right? Okay. Right. Just leaving that out there. Quince times two. Whoa. So, but I was like sitting there and I'm like, this is the SoundCloud era is kind of coming up. So all the dudes is coming up and like, I was like, fuck, I'm gonna start rapping, bro. Like, I'm gonna try it out.
Oh, so this was like 2016 SoundCloud era.
Yeah, like all that era right there. That's why I say it kind of hits. It's kind of crazy how the world, Sheck West, the whole SoundCloud thing.
Yeah,
like, that's weird. Crazy. It's, it is actually. You know, goes full circle. But, yeah. And now I'm throwing the shows. I remember being there and being like, how the fuck do I do that? Like, how do I get on there? Yeah. Or how do I even get in the club? Now I just, hey, give me the talent. You know, I got the connects. Any club that I want, like, whether it be in Miami or wherever, like, but all of that was my journey through music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all because I took the hard route, the independent route.
Yeah.
I got offered a deal early on when I was, like, coming out because I started to shake the scene here in town.
I remember this conversation. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then
it was like they're trying to lowball you, right?
It was just, like, back in the day, like, even maybe now, I don't know, but, like, the artist scene is, like, it was always, like, honestly, the entertainment industry is built on making you chase dreams, but they're benefiting off you the whole time. And you're trying to chase the dream thinking you're getting something when they're really finessing you the whole time.
I know a couple people that are on the verge of signing deals, and the splits are insane.
Oh, yeah. Like, and then you're like, you got no creative control.
But you posted this on your Instagram story a couple days ago, but leverage is the most powerful tool you could have. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have leverage, like, you could use that and then give yourself a better deal. So with social media and everything else at your disposal, you could use that to, like, get as much leverage as possible and then present yourself to the labels and be like, all right, I got this. I could get this much. It's like, give me, I know what I'm worth, you know?
Exactly.
But, like, back then, you couldn't get that.
At all.
Nah, it was just, well, it wasn't that, well, definitely back then, but in the time that I'm coming up, mm-hmm. it's, like, it's opening up.
Yeah.
Because the internet is becoming so, like, definitely there is still, now. Like, some leverage because you have what I call the blog era, mm-hmm. which is the 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, that's end of 2000 when you had Wiz and you had Chance and all them coming out. Like, they used to use the blogs, you feel me? They used to use the mixtape releases and shit. Like Dat Piff and my mixtapes and all that.
Oh,
so like that little era, remember? Like everybody was blowing up off of blogs because IG wasn't super prevalent yet on that.
Spinrilla.
And then, boom, Spinrilla.
Jesus Christ, bro, it's crazy.
Bro, chill out. I used to have that app all the time.
The Purple Monkey.
The Purple Monkey. Yeah.
Okay. I know some.
And it's crazy because, like, all those companies now have to sell them, sell their companies to just be, like, blog, like, just meme pages, that's you know, crazy. Pages where, like, it's like everything evolves, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, even if you look now, a lot of the old rap pages, they just show a lot of trendy news. They don't even show, like, you know, it's the times. Content has gotten so oversaturated that it's now it's about who's putting it out all the time and just consistently. And it's just going to get worse with AI. So it's like, so I just slowed it down and I was like, man, fuck that. I'm going to live in the present.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to live in what is going on. Like, that's cool and all, but like, I'm not chasing. It's just too much. You feel me? Like, it's just too much. Like, you can get burnt out trying to make all this content and shit. Like, at some point you're like, I'm slaving away to do what? Like this is cool because it's authentic. It's you guys, you know. But nobody's over your head telling you, like, you better have it by tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. That's you want to be consistent.
Yeah.
You want to be consistent. If you want to see success and whatever. And the reality is, if you want to be fruitful in whatever you do, you have to kind of turn it into a job.
Oh, you this is me? A job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you got to turn it into a job. There's a, you know, that's just what it is. Like, you got to turn it into, like, treat it like a job.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a little mundane and it's going to, but that's how you reap the benefits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, I guess you could do your own thing, but it's like, even then, like, everybody has to go through the trenches. Every single person that's an entrepreneur, and doesn't matter what it is, whether it's music or it's whatever, they got to go through that period of just trying to do things, like,
yeah,
that one period where you're just hustling it all day and you might not make no money. You might be on your ass, but you're like, damn, whatever I got to do, because it's going to be that 100th time that you finally make the shot.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Speaking of shot, I had this question. I had this. What?
No.
What are you talking about? The shots we couldn't take?
I think about the shots from earlier. My fault. But go ahead.
Got PT. Yeah.
Quick question. Yeah. My bad, bro.
It's okay. No, it's not your fault. I didn't know. It's not your fault, Zeus. It's not your fault. Go ahead, bro.
So the quick question, where have you performed? Like, because I know last time I heard you performed, you know, here, Miami. What other spots have you performed at?
I pretty much damn near done like every city in Florida. Yeah. I did a college tour.
Whoa.
And you opened up for artists homies, too.
Oxy Gang. So we had a big group. Like, there's a lot of shit that we've been through. But around that time, we also had a big group called Oxy Gang, and it was like 10 plus rappers.
Yeah.
And we would like, it was like a Wu-Tang of the South. Whoa. And we would just fucking, I would pre-make the sets because like the promoters or whoever would be like, you're only getting a 10-minute slot. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. Does it matter how many heads I bring? I'm like, nah, then it's straight. So we're coming in like 10 deep, and I'm like, everybody gets 1 minute.
Like 10-minute cypher. Like, 10-minute cypher.
Because it was like, imagine you as an audience member. First of all, you already got like a party pulling up.
Yeah.
You feel me? So we got crowd control. And then you got like, you don't get bored, because even if you don't know our music, you're like, okay, this guy's like this. Boom, switches, and then it's the next guy.
Yeah,
and it's
you don't
like,
know what's going on.
So it's just like a big, like, kind of like we're like a crazy circus. You feel me? We're just going crazy. That's and weird. We did it in the allotted time, so the promoters can never get mad at me. I'd be like, nah, it's organized, though.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's organized chaos.
That's kind
of
dope.
So we toured all over, like, the state of Florida. We did a college tour. I've opened up for, actually, we even did a tour where we went to Atlanta, and then we had, like, Dennis Schroeder at the time was, like, the big basketball player there. Man. So he pulled up, basketball. And, like, we did that. Then we came here in Tally, and I threw a show, like, at Plague. That's how I met Will and them, like, the people that run a lot of, like, the big events and stuff.
Yeah.
And I used to rent it out, and basically, but the thing here that I gained a reputation for was I started rapping here. So everybody thought I was, like, at first going to be, like, a salsa guy. That I was gonna be singing salsa or something, because they ain't never seen a Spanish rapper, you know?
That's not right.
It was fucked up, but it was whatever. I get it. I was like, yeah, you know, like down south we had Pitbull, but here they didn't know. So they were like, what are you gonna sing like bachata or something? I'm like, nah, I'm a rap. But I was rapping about my past, meaning being an immigrant and stuff. And
yeah,
that's real.
At the time, like the music was different because it was like a theme that nobody knew about. But in my eyes, it was like, it's my truth. That's all I, like, if I gotta get up in front of people and say shit, like, all I know how to do is speak the truth. Cause I can't lie and be confident. Right. So I'ma just say what I really been through.
Yeah,
you feel
real.
Me?
That's real.
And the audience felt me. And they were like, oh shit, like, you say with a lot of heart. Like, it's just like the way you project it is really like, so I started taking that and running with it and just going like, and people would doubt me, and they'd be like, I don't know about the music. I put Spanish in my music. Like, I'm doing all this shit before fucking Bad Bunny blows up, before you start getting the Cardi B's doing the mix of Spanish and English. Like, everybody's telling me it's not going to work. You got to pick a side. You got to pick a side. Like, either. Works. So I've never, like, cared about what, like, the labels and all this shit say, because they're trying to make me. They wanted me to be LMFAO.
Hell no.
When I got my first deal, right? Like, I was like,
they gave you that as an example. They're like, be like these motherfuckers. And then they fell off.
And they were, but at the time, like, bro, what you realize is the people that do these big moves, like the owners and even owners of of venues, owners of like big companies, owners. Yeah. They're old people. Yeah, it's not their fault.
That is trending. True.
Yeah, they don't. Trending. That's why they go pay influencers to do shit. They don't know. They're not. They don't got time to be hanging around. And they're too old to be hanging around with like jits to know what the fuck is wrong. Like, so they were just like, they don't know shit. So they be like, they be trying to tell you shit based off of what. By the time you went pop, that means you made it to the masses, but it means you made it to the big. The reason pop stars make the most money is because the people that are going to pay the most money are older people. Think that about it. True. You don't have a jit paying for a $30,000 table.
Yeah. That is true.
At Live. You got somebody that's established, they got money. So that's why the pop acts make so much money.
It's so crazy how much money those pop acts like generate. Like, it's crazy. Like Sabrina Carpenter, Taylor Swift.
She's got the pop game in a headlock right now.
Yeah.
I would put Beyonce in that category. She pop. All those, bro.
Taylor like, got that shit in the headlock.
You know what I mean?
Like Don't even speak upon Taylor, man.
She got them moving economy.
You can't even say none about her, bro.
Pop isn't really a genre of music. It's just music that has now transcended a major audience. Yes. You know? So it's like, it could be rap. Megan Thee Stallion's what you would consider pop. Sheck is a pop act. Like, he's a rap act, but like, he caters to an overall audience. You're not just going to be like, okay, only a certain demographic is going to like this music. So that's pop. Pop is, we have a bad connotation of pop because we think, oh, they sold out. They just became like, nah, it just means they're transcending.
Yeah, like, I would put like Travis Scott in that category.
Yeah, he's a pop act at this point.
For sure.
Like, when Drake gets up and says, like, I went pop now, you know, I'm the king of pop now. Like, that's what he was saying. He's like, I'm not just in rap. That's why Kendrick beats Drake, because Drake is a rapper. I mean, Kendrick is a rapper. You feel me?
So you had it first? I was playing.
Nah, but actually, Kendrick is like the reason. All of them. Yeah. I'm not even going to slander either or. They all influenced me during that era, like when Nothing Was the Same drop, when Good Kid, Mad City drop.
That's
like
my high school years right there.
That 1 year, though, bangers. Everybody dropped their best albums.
Yeah, that is true.
You know what I mean?
That is true, though.
So
Damn.
It's like, this is the most monumental part. Like, so it's hard for me to be like, oh, I just fuck with one of them. I'm like, they all kind of shaped my life in that moment. Because
we can't really choose sides like that.
Nah, it's like, it's respect. Like, yeah, they beefing. Like, they rap battling. To me, they just rap battling, and it's they got a big audience, and we take it further than it needs to go. But to them, it's like, that's what you rap for. You gonna get slandered, bro. Like, people gonna talk shit about you. If you're not doing shit, then nobody gonna say anything. But if you doing something, someone's always gonna have
something.
It don't matter what it is. You feel me? You could move your mouth wrong, and they gonna say something.
Listen, so like, don't give a fuck.
Real shit. You can't give a fuck. You gotta have tough skin. You gotta just, you know, be able to take the hits.
Yeah.
Especially Don.
Yeah.
You said especially
Don Toliver.
Oh yeah.
We need more on that story.
Okay. Oh, okay. So basically, damn, I didn't know y'all knew that.
I knew that.
Wait. I don't even know.
Let him say.
Let him explain.
Okay, so the context was, I think in 2023. I think it was the first big act that I had booked, and it was with some partners, and we did it in Miami, on the South Beach, and I had experience throwing shows now, because I started throwing the shows myself, because what I got hip to was like, bro, like, these fucking promoters ain't gonna give me a shot. Like, they're always going to try and put you in the craziest positions and whatnot, and they don't really care about you. And it's like, I was like, man, fuck this shit. I'm going to throw the show myself. Like, I got hip. I'm like, I'll do it myself. And I'll make sure that it goes the way it benefits everybody.
Okay.
Because I'm not a schemey person. I don't care to make money off people. I'm trying to make everything work. So I'm going to do it myself. I'll do it. And I started doing little shows. And then I got hip to how to do little shows. He wasn't the first act. The first act I booked was this guy down south, RIP to Old Trap Star. But there was this artist called Old Trap Star. He was kind of big locally.
I didn't know that.
You probably seen him. He was going viral at the time. That. He was like Lil Pump's cousin.
Right.
Yeah.
That's who you, exactly, I know who you're talking about.
Was like, this is around like the internet wave when like these rappers are getting popular in the internet.
I know what you're talking about.
But they wouldn't. necessarily translate to like the he masses died? All the time. Yeah, he got in an accident.
What?
RIP to him, but he was cool. He had the scene lit in Miami. He was not that known, but he was cheaper. So mm-hmm. I booked yes. him, and I knew that he had like a local following, and I was like, okay, I'll book him. But I didn't even book him. I booked his cousin because I knew his cousin was also a rapper, and he was pricing way cheaper than him. And I thought in my head, I'm like,
he's gonna
they run him. Together. Yeah. He's going to bring him. And he ended up bringing him, and he performed anyways. Yeah. So what? I was like, I'll just get the one that's cheaper. And I knew that the audience, like, they have the same audience.
Yeah, dude, strategize.
So it was like, I'll take him. I put him on.
It's thinking outside the box. That's how you
start, like, figuring it out, the game. Mm-hmm. You're like, damn, if I can't afford this, I'll go this way, you know? True. So I started like that. I started working it. Then I realized how to fill up a room. So then I started touring me and the gang. And, like, I just figured out how to throw shows and shit, how to fill up the room. Like, I made sure I brought value to everybody that was involved. I, mm-hmm. you know, figured out a way to, you know, that's why I collab a lot when I do these events. Like, mm-hmm. I don't do it the way everybody else does it. I try to get collabs. I try to see, like, how can I put your brand on, too? How can mm-hmm. I, like, do something so it's community-oriented? Like, crowds, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even pressing to perform at this event. True. I'm not, like, I don't care. Like, to me, it's about... I was watching Matt and Tariq come up, the Rolling Loud people. Mm-hmm. So I watched how they would set up their shows. I watched how Rolling Loud kind of took off. They were just young kids, too, figuring it out. Like, they don't even know what the fuck they're doing. They're just, like, in real time, it's going big. Yeah, like, yeah. But they have a structure. They had, like, they had a team, and they knew certain things. And those are the pieces that I started looking for later on and that I've been able to attain now. But I knew how they were doing it, and I got their blueprint. So I was like, one day I'm going to do this. Yeah. Like, I see how they did it. That's what I'm going to do. But it's all about the experience. Give mm-hmm. people a good experience. Like, it's not about the money. It's not about this. It's about bringing people together and give a good experience. If there's a good experience, you have something to build off of.
Come back.
You feel me? Because if it's shitty and you just robbed everybody of some bread for that mm-hmm. moment, like, yeah, that's cool. But now the lick's nobody's gone. You yeah. feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, you want it to be... to where no one's getting licked. It should feel like, damn, I want to go because it's a vibe, bro. Like, I know that show going to be fire. Yeah, like, I yeah. know they're going to have lit sets. I know the people there are just there to, like, really enjoy the music and enjoy yeah, yeah. the vibe. Like, it's not about who's better than who. Like,
yeah. You know? I still don't get, like, why is, like you and Don.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so basically, I get to the point. My bad. Yeah, let me know, bro, because I'm the worst. Like, oh, I'll go, yeah. I'll go to Wonderland, bro. I was confused bro.
For a second. Yeah. But like.
So, yeah. My boys pushed me to do this, like, event, and I literally only have 1 week. It's spring break.
Okay.
Yeah. For in some Miami? Reason, I always crazy. Do this shit in spring break.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, so it's, again, full circle moment. Yeah, so, full like, circle. Spring bro. Break era again. And they're like, yo, we could get Don Toliver. And he's that's a dude big. That I knew in Miami. And he's like, yeah, I know these big people. Like, they can whatever. And I was like, all right, let's go meet them. I go meet them. We sit in the table. They're next to, like, this big fancy pool day club in Miami. And they're just, like, they're like, the head, you know, top promoters in Miami. They're not even just promoters. They're, like, they move the scene in Miami. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there with them. I don't. And they're just like, okay, yeah, so you want Don, we'll book you, you know, get you the venue. And then it was this venue called Vendome. It's called Vendome.
And,
so
and can I speak on, like, how much, like, to book
yeah.
Don?
Yeah, like, what's
the if you can't speak upon it.
Just, like, ballpark.
I don't want to speak about those things because okay. everybody has a different price.
Okay.
And yeah. agents do different things. And, like, those are just sensitive material that, like, yeah. you know.
No, I understand. But, okay. You can, all right, keep going then.
And the name of the game is being able to get good tickets mm-hmm. and being able to. It's a. Yeah. So. But it was up there. It was definitely, you know, mm-hmm. it's up there. It's okay. not like 100,000 up there, like six figures, but it was but like. It's up there. It's up there, you know? Yeah, so.
Pretty okay. penny.
Yeah, yeah, and I was just like, damn, we only got a week. I'm like, nah, it's spring break. Like, and I was like, I trusted my promotion skills because, like, this was just the. What's the word when you leave things for the last? Oh, procrastination. Mm-hmm. I've always been a procrastinator. So, like, I would throw these events in literally, like, a week's time. This yeah. is, like, honestly the longest planned event that I've done. And I've had to deal with so much other shit before yeah. I could even get to it. But I was like, fuck it. Let's run it. We get the bread. And then that's when I developed a relationship with, like, these people, talent buyers. And I knew a few talent buyers already, but this was, like, the one of the top in the world.
Yeah, and that's, like, real deal.
And, I mean, it's Miami. It's South Beach. It's Vendome. It's, like, one of the, you know, this is the Mecca. Everybody comes to Miami, like, you know. So it's, like, okay, we got to throw a show in Miami Beach. Like, fucking my boy Enrique was there. Like, he saw it firsthand. He saw, like, that shit was like, he saw we had, like, so, yeah, shout out to Hustle.
Yep.
Hustle sure. Project. But we was there, and I was, like, damn, we just got to go hard. I'm going to just do the flyers, like. We got to get the promotions going. Like, yeah. I'm, you know, doing everything I can and just Hail Marying it. And it was the first time that there was this much money invested. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
like,
that's a little...
If this shit don't work, yeah, I'm going to take a super big L. So yes. I'm like, damn, Gino. But he was like, nah. Like, you know, my people were just hyping me up for it. And I was like, all right, well, we'll see it through, you know? Fuck it. Let's do it. It's spring break. And, yo, it was crazy because we were told that, yo, Future was having his arena tour there. So Future was having a big, like, party there. And that's why Don was there. He invited a bunch of guests at the arena tour.
I was tearing up.
And and they told us, they're like, there's no other after parties going on. This is the only after party. If you get done, like, you're it. Like, you're the only after party. So I'm like, yeah, like, fuck yeah. Easy, right? It's spring break. Like, we're on South Beach. We're in this popular club. Day after we book. And this and we make the payments because we're scrambling for the bread. And we make the payments on Wednesday. Okay. The event is on Friday night.
Middle of the week.
Whoa.
So we're in the middle of the week. We really only got like 2 days to promote for real. Because until you get that contract signed, you don't want to start promoting and then the artist says no or some shit. Yeah. So I'm like, fuck. And then on Thursday that morning, story, Future after party, headlining, Lil Baby, Moneybagg Yo, ESTG. And that's right down the block.
What?
And then Mr. Jones does Future after party. Like, Future was actually going to that.
Yes.
So now there's like two other after parties. So I'm like, damn.
Stays at Mr.
Like,
Jones,
we got fucking like hooked because like we didn't know we were going to have to go against this shit. Yeah. Bro.
Jesus.
Scrambling around, like, now I'm like, the stress levels are at like an all time high. And I'm like, fuck, like, whatever. Let's just see it through. But we go that night, packed, sold out.
Yes.
Like, yeah, it was like, but it was so bad because, like, I just met these people.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know the venue people like that. So it's so packed that they don't even know that we're the promoters that brought the artists.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm having to deal with all that extra stuff. There's fucking just too much going on. The staff isn't really being like, we met maybe the night before. And they were like, okay, yeah, everything will be smooth. As soon as this wildness starts, they don't even know who I am. So I'm over here trying to be like, trying to be an artist because the whole point I did it was like, I'm going to open up to. And then so somebody, like I said, I'm not going to put nobody out there, but somebody told me that it would be a good idea to perform after Don Toliver. They're like, yeah, do it. You should do it after Don so he can watch you perform.
Jesus.
And I was like, I guess. But in my head, I'm like, bro, the headliners don't want anybody to go after them. Yeah, like, you're the headliner. Yeah, like, it's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought maybe I'm just thinking about it that way. You know, again, believing in what other people in the industry that know things telling me. No disrespect to him. He probably didn't even know. You feel me? Mm-hmm. He had good intentions. Yeah. But I had that doubt. So when the shit's going on, Don Toliver goes and goes crazy. It's lit, whatever.
And I pull up. Oh, God.
He was lit. He was lit, you know? And then I get up there and I'm like, all right, I guess I'm going to go. The DJ's looking at me like, yo, who the fuck are you? Like, bro, you can't get over here.
No.
And I'm like, yo, just play the fucking song. Like, yeah.
Wait, no, he was looking at you crazy. No, wait.
He's like, who are you? Like, what are you doing? So I'm already mad, uncomfortable. I'm like, all right, well. Let's just push through. And then I'm like, looking at Don. Don's team is looking at me like, who the fuck is this guy getting up here right now about to perform? And I'm trying to go. DJ is kind of like fucking my shit up. I had a set up. He didn't even play it. Like, he just played one song and like not even where I wanted it. So Jesus. I was looking all types of crazy. I'm in front of this crowd. I'm like, damn, I'm getting cooked right Jesus. Now. Literally. Oh. Like, cooked. Bro, I would've Don hurt. Gets mad, walks out of the club, says, no. fuck this guy. Like,
that's no crazy. Way.
Damn. Yo, I get fried. I'm over here like, damn, Gina. Like,
damn, Gina. Damn, Gina.
I done fucked up my face. Like, oh, my that's God. Crazy,
so you and Don are on bad
like,
terms?
Bro, it's whatever, bro. I done damn. Been through so much shit. Oh, yeah, it's like, you got to stick it through. You just got to be a showman at the end of the day. Going, so bro. I went, I did my thing, and honestly, the crowd wasn't, like, mad at it. Like, they kind of didn't really know what was going on. Tight. So... Okay. But they were kind of confused because the DJ was fucking up the shit. Like, the he wasn't, DJ. He was...
Doing that on purpose, you think so?
I don't even know. I think he was just confused, too. Like, okay. There wasn't a lot of rehearsal.
You guys had 2 days.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is, like, in, like, crazy.
For that big of a show.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I don't blame them, but... Yeah, nah, this guy's looking at me crazy. Don just fucking walked out the club. At least he performed, though. But he just walked out the club. He's supposed to hang out contract. And shit. And fucking... The manager is going crazy, and then my boy, like, the, you know, dude that I know, he's like, yo, don't worry. What happened? I'm gonna talk to the agent. I'm gonna talk to the manager. Don't worry. So he puts me with the manager. He's like, yeah, it's just a misunderstanding, like, blah, 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 blah. So then I talk to the manager. Shit's cool. And, like, we squared it up, ran the rest of the night. It was cool.
You think Don knows, though?
I mean, bro, like, this man does so many shows. Like, they do so much shit, like... It's a funny story at the end of the day. Like, at the end of the day, he was in my position before. Maybe not as a promoter and shit, because I do it different than a lot of people know.
But promoter and rapper, like, come on, bro.
Yeah, and like...
Dom, if you ever see this, bro, like, bro, it was a lot going on,
bro. Come on, man, some slack.
Not too much of my man.
Yeah, shout out to Dom. Sorry, I wasn't trying to take the light or nothing.
You feel me?
It wasn't...
Hell yeah, bro.
But,
you brought any other big names after that one? Or because you said he was like one of the first ones.
Well, that was one of the first ones. And then the second one that I brought, he wasn't big yet. But I brought, the first show I did was in Tally again. Uh-huh. And I brought Shimmy.
Because
I'm from Broward. So, like, I was like, yo, I see Shimmy turning up. Like, I know who's behind him.
He just dropped Tina.
Yeah.
Did he drop Tina yet?
At the time, he had just dropped that song. Yeah, I think so. He had the song with Yak.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. And he had that one.
And then one with Brent.
Yeah, Brent.
Not yet.
Well, not yet. No, this is
Brent. I booked him 2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago.
He dropped the song. Yeah.
So, Shimmy, if you out there, which I know he is, and I know my boy out there, he does his video stuff now because I think they met here. But, like, I got dibs. You know, I'm trying to bring you back to Tallahassee.
Yes, bro.
Now that you big, like, you feel me? I got dibs.
For sure.
But, you know, that's that Broward connection. I was like, yo, I know he lit. Like, and I know he's going to get big. So I'm going to take a chance on him. I brought him. And I had to go against, like, the city, really, because nobody wanted to back me because I kind of, you know, Miami's different. When you have those, like, big cities like that, they're just like
competition.
There's competition, but it's also like you got a lot to pull from because there's a lot of tourists, there's a lot of people that are just going to the move. They don't care. Like, there isn't all this politics.
Yeah.
You still do find it as you get high up, but like, it's not as bad as Tally. Tally is so like, difficult. There's only 3 venues out here. You
that
feel
is
me?
True.
So
that
think
is
about true. It like big venues at least. It's a lot of politics. Yep. It's a lot of like, you know, it's a lot. So,
man,
no promoter wanted to back me when I'm bringing Shimmy because they're like, and I do things different. I don't go like, I'm not trying to take away from anybody's scene. I'm trying to create my own scene. I'm trying to do my own thing. Yeah, like, you know, like I just said, create an environment where it's like people about raging and doing that. Like, it ain't about being the coolest dude there, smoking weed and being like just standing and shit. Throwing money. Like, nah, I want. Fan out, like bring the fans out, like bring the people that really want to just enjoy the music, enjoy the show, have bottles with their friends, but it ain't about who's the hottest, like it's about let's have a lit ass party.
And big congratulations to you, bro. To bring out Sheck, was crazy.
Bring out Sheck.
Like, and also thank you for like letting me open up for him too. That was dope.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And like, you know, having the team do interviews around the venue. Well, hopefully like him,
it's about the scene.
Yeah.
So, like, without y'all, without, like, everybody else that gets involved, like, what is it? You know, it's not a scene. The whole point is to make a scene. Like,
true.
You know, that's what I watch X do is people would tell him no. Like, he was in the back burner for a lot of people. He saw a lot of the other artists go up on top of him. Yeah. But he did his own thing, and he held firm on what he believed. And what happened? He became the biggest artist so much that he was... People don't know, but, like, that whole beef between him and Drake and whatnot, like, you know, I'm not saying nothing, but listen, X was doing Drake numbers.
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
People don't know, but he was doing Drake numbers, because that's what they don't get. He wasn't mainstream, though.
Yeah. He wasn't.
So it was like he was doing Drake numbers, but he's, like, independent underground. So it was like, what the fuck? How is this guy doing these crazy numbers? That's why, he was a threat in the industry.
Yes, bro.
He wasn't just like cool, that guy just does all this alternative shit. Like, no, this guy's doing big numbers and the industry can't keep him contained.
Can't. Yeah. They can't.
So then what happens? He disappears.
Yes, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, Talk about it.
I ain't saying nothing about whatever, but I'm just saying it.
Like, he had a voice, though.
He did have a voice.
So I believe that, too.
When he spoke, people heard, like, yes, you always, know, always. And sure. He had a cult following. If you were down in Broward, you knew that guy could just tell tomorrow, everybody pull up here, and you had 1,000 Ragers just pulling in. It got to the point where, like, because everybody was down at him because he had all the, like, weirdo kids, you know? He had all the outcasts and shit. But he's bringing in 200, 300, 400 outcasts. Mm-hmm. Before you know it, even the kids that was, like, popular and shit are saying, like, yo, that shit kind of lit. Like, I'm trying to go out there and rage out, too. Yes, like, bro. Fuck all that shit. Yes, like, I'm trying to mosh.
X made Playboy and Travis step their game up.
Yeah. For sure.
When it came to rage.
He walked so that they could run, though. Like, real shit, though.
No, well, Travis.
Travis was already, like, but, like, they had to step their game up. Like, oh,
they started
shit,
playing
like,
X in clubs.
We got to, like, we got to stay on our toes.
And that shit wasn't even mixed right. Yeah. It was, like, straight out the computer, just, like... Can't eat my dick in my pants.
Exactly.
Like, crazy. Bro, that was not crazy.
I knew how big he was once he once he died. Like, how he wasn't big that long.
He was such a huge impact.
His funeral and all that shit was.
I wish I was there for his Rolling Loud performance.
Bro, me too, bro. I just went to my first last year. I'm going again this year. I wish I was there when X was alive.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I got one last question for the pod, you know, because it's getting a bit late. What's your future goal?
The future goal is to just keep doing, like, just keep going, bro. Like, I don't, you know, the sky's the limit. I just want to make it as big as it can be, you know. Let's start a movement. Yeah, you know what I mean? Cool. Like, and if you think about it right now, what kind of movement's going on? There's no movement going on. Like, there's pockets, but nobody's bringing things together to where it's like, let's make a scene. Like, I seen a scene. Like, the Rolling Loud guys and everybody, they were all part of the same scene, though. You feel me? And instead of, like, trying to bite at each other, they just grew the scene, and everybody would eat, and everybody would whatever, and then before you knew it, it became a big-ass festival, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I see it here.
I think we have something special brewing this year.
No, for sure.
With just, like, everything coming together.
Hell yeah, no.
And again, I would love to be part of the scene and help you grow, bro.
Now you guys are part of this
team. Like, yeah, I appreciate it. Because it's, bro, Tally needs something. It needs something bad. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy.
It's like, slowly happening, though.
Like, it's a market. Slowly. I don't understand.
It's up to us, though. It really is.
Yeah. Right. That's what you guys are doing, though. That's a good thing.
This is our city. We want to see it prosper, you know?
Hell yeah.
Like, and it's the best thing to see stuff come out of it like this, like Sheck West, and we got Clooney coming.
Yeah.
KB. Like, all this crazy stuff that's happening. It's just like, man.
The more the merrier. Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't have the attitude where it's like, I feel everybody in the city just be scary.
Yes.
They be feeling like because somebody's doing something lit, it's like, oh my God, my light's going to dim. Like, no. We can all fucking shine, like, the fuck,
that's
like,
the
you got a video, bro, he could go viral, everybody could go fucking viral, like, who cares, like,
we just went viral.
If you focus too much on the stupid shit, just live in the moment.
Yes.
Like, you gonna be, think about this, especially for this generation, I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
You, whether you're 18, whether you're in your 20s, whatever you're in, 30s, you only live once. Do you really want to look back on your life when you're like 60, 70, 80, say I didn't try, say I was too busy worrying about shit like clout and shit than to enjoy moments? Like, you know what I mean? To really just go and have a good time and just do what you want to do. Fuck what everybody else thinks. Fuck what, like, is in. Because if you lit, it's going to gravitate towards you anyways.
It'll resonate.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like.
You only get one, bro.
Wow, what an amazing exit. What an amazing exit.
I'm about to cry.
This has been a Cook. This should be something to me.
All right.
That being said. Cook
Podcast, episode 17.
Yes, episode 17.
With Kinsey Lu.
We
appreciate you.
We really do appreciate you. Wait, how you
say
it? Kinsey Lu? Like,
Kinsey Lu.
Let's go. Pa' que sepas.
Peace out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, stay cooked, man.
Stay cooked. Stay cooked.